leading the news this morning, Prime Minister Tony Abbott says there is absolutely no evidence to support claims asylum seekers suffered burns while under direction of the Australian Navy. Indonesian police are investigating claims that seven asylum seekers burnt their hands during a boat turnback operation. Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says Australia is prepared to send officials to Indonesia to examine the allegations. Bitter exchanges have marred the opening of Syrian peace talks in Switzerland. Syria's foreign minister accused some participants of having blood on their hands. In return, the opposition accused the regime of war crimes. At least two people have died in clashes between police and protesters in the Ukrainian capital, Kiev. The violence began when police moved in to dismantle a protest camp. They are the first fatalities since the demonstrations began 3 days ago. A fire burning in South Australia's Flinders Ranges has flared again. Authorities have downgraded an emergency warning to a watch and act. They say the fire is heading southwest towards the townships of Napperby and Nelshaby. Residents who want to leave are advised to go now. East Timor's rejected Australia's suggestion that Dili may have encouraged a criminal act when it gained information from a former spy. Australia is refusing to hand back material seized in an ASIO raid last year. It's final day of hearings at the International Court in The Hague.